It's kind of funny. I kind of hate to say this, but I didn't like a lot of the bands. I thought the Detroit music scene was kind of weak, but I'm probably gonna get a lot of shit for that. But because at the time, all the bands came from New York and L.A. I mean, that's where I was at, and I was kind of disappointed in a lot of local bands. But I'm trying to think who we'd always go see. I mean, some bands don't even exist anymore, and I can't even remember their names. But kind of like Flash and Pan, they had their 10-song set, and maybe 5 of them were originals, and the other 5 were covers. But I remember, you know, the Cadillac Kids were always a goof. You know, they're kind of fun. The Boners, it was just like I never understood the Boners. It was like you were watching it, you just can't believe what you were seeing, and it was all really funny. But you know, music was not on the top of my radar. Put it that way. I don't know. I don't really recall some of the bands. I mean, all Rick Mills' bands were a lot of fun. And he had several all the time. So I could say that. Oh, yeah, there was the Snake Out with Lenny. Yeah, I did their album cover, and his stuff was really good. And he's a really funny guy. So I think what it is like with all these bands, they had really funny people writing for them or writing their songs. These guys were writing their own songs, and they were really funny. So, and I think humor was really important in this whole punk rock thing, because if you took it too seriously, it was like no fun.